This thing kills 10 million people worldwide every year. They're eating way too much of this. I will never eat these 10 foods again. I made this video because I saw many diabetics either eating or being recommended to eat these 10 foods. But guys, no matter if you are type 1 diabetic, type 2 or pre-diabetic, you might want to cut down on some of these things. Here is why. Let's start with the most harmful food, number 10. And it's very interesting because number 10 is very healthy in its natural form. But we often consume it fried, salted or even with some fancy coating that has added sugar. You guessed it, number 10 are nuts. Wait, did you think nuts are healthy? Well, yeah, nuts are a great source of protein, healthy fats like omega-3s, fiber and minerals. There is no question about that. But you need to have them in their raw form. Don't eat those with added sugar, which will spike your blood glucose, processed fats in which they are often fried, and all the sodium from added salt. It's not so difficult to find all kinds of nuts in their natural form in the supermarket. Don't buy them at the gas station or some other quick stop place, because these often have the unhealthy ones. Moving on to most harmful food, number 9, another one that sounds quite healthy, but in fact it's very problematic for diabetics. By the way, I sorted these items from the least harmful to the most harmful, so the one that in my opinion is worst come at the very end as number 1, and the order is based on my personal experience and my subjective opinion. Keep in mind, I'm a type 1 diabetic, I'm not a doctor and not a dietitian. Number 9 is fruit juice. Now, did you think fruit juice was healthy? Well, it is. A freshly squeezed orange juice is packed with vitamin C, and that's a great thing. But it will spike your blood sugar extremely fast because it's loaded with carbs, and carbs spike blood sugar. That's kind of a problem if you are a diabetic. And yeah, oranges spike blood sugar quite fast because they have high glycemic index. And if you squeeze only the juice from them, you will get rid of most of the fiber that was in the whole orange, and the blood sugar will spike even faster. And that's why I'm not a big fan of juices. I prefer smoothies. You can still get all the good stuff from the fruits when you blend them in a blender. And if you combine fruits with higher glycemic index with fruits with lower glycemic index like berries in your smoothie, the blood sugar spike will become much more manageable. And my secret weapon that I add to my smoothie are chia seeds or flax seeds. These are loaded with fiber and slow down digestion, which will slow down that blood sugar spike as well. Other things you can add are avocado, Greek yogurt or coconut milk, because these things are high in fat, and that fat also lowers the blood sugar spike because it locks the carbs and doesn't let them in the bloodstream so fast. So don't be afraid of all the fruits and try some of the tips I'm sharing in this video instead and see how your blood sugar reacts. These tips work perfectly fine for me, but again, it's just my personal experience. Moving on to number 8. I'm sure this one will be controversial and many of you will not want to hear it and will disagree with me. But I'll say it anyway. I know many diabetics who eat way too many eggs and justify that by saying that it's okay because eggs don't spike blood sugar. Now, while that's true, there are other things that we might want to consider here. About 60% of calories in eggs come from fat. Eggs are also loaded with cholesterol, about 200 milligrams for an average sized egg. That's more than double the amount of cholesterol in a Big Mac. And you guessed it, saturated fat and cholesterol contribute to potential for heart disease, which is one of the potential complications when you have diabetes and one of the things you might want to be careful about. And this is even a bigger problem if the kind of eggs you eat are fried or scrambled in extra oil. Boiled eggs or poached eggs are much better options. Now, I personally think that eating an egg once in a while, it's not a problem at all. But I used to eat 2-3 eggs every day for breakfast. And I don't do that anymore because I just think that's way too much. The 7th most harmful food is a huge problem for me because I'm absolutely addicted to this thing. And although I know number 7 is not good for me, I just can't stop consuming it. Actually, I did stop once for 30 days. Or even a bit longer, and I made a video about it on this channel. But now I'm back at it, unfortunately, and I can't stop. I just can't stop. I'm addicted. And if you've been watching my channel for a while, you know what I'm talking about. It's diet soda.
my god, it tastes so good.
This one looks really innocent at the beginning, because if you're a diabetic, it makes a lot of sense to drink Diet Coke or Coke Zero instead of regular Coke. It doesn't have any added sugar, right? So it must be better. But it includes a lot of additives and artificial ingredients, including sweeteners. These ingredients are full of unnatural chemicals that can cause your body to crave more sweet foods in general, and might lead to overeating, which I can kind of see on myself. And in my case, another side effect of drinking way too much diet soda is that it ruined my teeth. I lost most of the enamel from my teeth, which will cost me a lot of pain and a lot of money very soon. I reached a point where I need to have a major procedure done really soon to basically add porcelain veneer on each of my teeth. This is a thin shell that's custom made, so you can imagine this will not be cheap. So stop drinking diet soda if you still can. This one is not up for discussion. I regret getting this addiction. Number 6 is another one that is commonly consumed within the diabetes community and often considered healthy, although it's not. Number 6 is muesli bars. Most of these healthy bars have added sugar, which will obviously skyrocket your blood sugar. And if they don't have added sugar, they will probably have other processed ingredients, which are simply not so good for you. Now, I'm not saying that you can't eat muesli bars at all. At the end, you can eat anything you want, right? But I personally would look really carefully at the label when buying those and try to go for those without added sugar and with the lowest possible amount of ingredient and maybe also high in fiber. Not necessarily muesli bars lowest in the carbohydrate count, but lowest in the ingredient count. Because the less ingredients the bar has, the more natural and healthy it usually is. It's not scientifically proven, but it's a rule of thumb I use. And I get it, most of you will anyway want to always look at the carb count, because carbs are the thing that spike our blood sugar, so I totally get it. But keep in mind that it's not always only about the carbs. Now, I'm sure that for the most harmful food, number 5 on my list, I will get in trouble, because more than 1/3 of you selected exactly this one as your favorite on my community tab. But before I tell you about it, I want to quickly talk about one tool that really helped me eat healthier and more blood sugar friendly meals. It's a phone app called Clinio. This app will help you build your own blood sugar friendly meal plan. You just need to go through a quick 2-minute questionnaire. After that, you get a complete meal plan with instructions on how to make each meal. And best of all, you get a shopping list that you can print out and head to the store. I partnered with Clinio and they have a 79% discount code for you, which is TOM79. If you want to try Clinio, there is a link in the show notes. So the most harmful food, number 5, is steak. And I used to eat a lot of steak and beef in general, but I recently cut down on these things for a similar reason why I cut down on eggs. Although steak doesn't have any carbohydrates, it's quite high in saturated fats and cholesterol. So not spiking my blood sugar immediately, but definitely not healthy and potentially triggering other issues like the heart disease we already talked about. Now, I totally get it. When you want to go out for dinner as a diabetic, it's definitely a lot easier to go to a steakhouse and have a steak with salad rather than going to some Asian or Italian place, because these places are guaranteed to spike your blood sugar to the moon. In the steakhouse, you can get a really blood sugar friendly dinner. Steak with salad has almost no carbs, but eating too much steak, consuming too much saturated fats will negatively impact your insulin sensitivity, no matter what type of diabetes you have. Moving on to the most harmful food, number 4. And I hope my wife is not watching, because she loves to invite family and friends for a Sunday afternoon coffee and cake. And the coffee and cake kinds of foods, like donuts, muffins, cakes, and your 580 calories and 95 carb mocha cookie crumble frappuccino from Starbucks are loaded with sugar. There is literally nothing healthy or blood sugar friendly in them, and they will simply spike your blood sugar to the moon. Many of the things I'm talking about here will spike your blood sugar to the moon, so I probably said that already 5 times in the video, but it's true. Now again, I'm not saying that you cannot have a cup of black coffee in the morning to get you started, because that's exactly what I do. But keep in mind that even black coffee can spike your blood sugar because of the caffeine that stimulates your body and the blood sugar just naturally goes up. Plus, studies show that caffeine stays in your body for 16 hours. And so if you drink coffee or any other caffeinated beverages in the afternoon, it will certainly negatively impact the quality of your sleep. And quality of your sleep has direct impact on longevity. So if you want to live longer, take care of your blood sugars and get a good sleep. Don't drink too much caffeine. I will definitely try with my Diet Coke addiction. In terms of cakes, donuts and muffins, I am way stricter and I would suggest that you simply avoid those like I do. And if you really love cakes and just can't live without them, then maybe check a video that I will link down there where I shared some of the tips for friendly diabetes baking. The most harmful item number 3 is pizza and fast food. This one is an evergreen. I hear so many diabetics, especially those who are insulin dependent, talking about how difficult it is to get the right dose of insulin and time it correctly when eating a pizza or a burger with fries. And the reason why it is so difficult is that these kind of meals kind of spike your blood sugar twice. They are high in carbs, literally loaded with processed flour in the pizza dough or the burger bun, and these carbs naturally spike your blood sugar really fast. But the other thing is that these fast food items are also full of processed fats, potato fries, fried burger, or the pizza toppings with a ton of cheese. These processed fats are not only extremely bad for your cholesterol, but they also delay some of the blood sugar spike. The fats simply lock the carbs and they will release them to your bloodstream as late as few hours after you ate those meals. And that's why you might see your blood sugar spiking all night after eating a pizza for dinner. Another prime example of such food that causes intense and very long-lasting blood sugar spike is a milkshake from McDonald's or that Starbucks mocha cookie crumble frappuccino or whatever it's called, which I mentioned a few minutes ago. Now I get it, it's super challenging to completely avoid fast food and eliminate it from our lives because we have limited amount of time and it's convenient to get fast food, plus all these chains are making their foods extremely addictive. The meals are extremely addictive. They are made that way so that you come again to the McDonald's, so that you come again to whatever chain you go to. But moving on to the most harmful food number 2, and I'm sure this will be another controversial one. And I know many of you will disagree with me, but I simply have to say it because I see many diabetics doing a low carb diet, which is not necessarily wrong, but they're eating way too much of this as part of the low carb diet. The second most harmful food on my list is deli meats. Things like bacon, salami, ham, and similar things. And I know it's super easy to justify eating these because I had eaten way too much of them myself, thinking they are perfectly fine for me because they don't spike my blood sugar at all. And I can eat even large quantities of them and my blood sugar levels will just be fine. And I became addicted, just like with Diet Coke. I caught myself eating at least one package, and these were not small packages, of deli meat every day. My favorite was mortadella. But similar to other things we already talked about, deli meats are full of saturated fats, extremely high in sodium, and they are addictive. This is not only bad because of cholesterol and heart disease, but if your saturated fat intake, especially from processed foods, is too high, it will negatively impact your insulin sensitivity and you will need more insulin. And that's regardless of what kind of diabetes you have, to be clear. Because when I cut back on some of those things, I can also cut back on my insulin intake as a type 1 diabetic without actually changing the amount of carbs that I eat. I can tell you that today it's been 6 months since I haven't had any deli meat and it feels pretty damn good. Before I get to the number one most harmful food that most diabetics are still eating, please do me a favor and hit that like button if you are getting value of this video. And turn on all the notifications by clicking that bell next to the subscribe button, and that way you will be notified anytime I release a future video. And here is the winner, the most harmful item on the Type 1 Talks list. You probably won't be surprised because this thing kills 10 million people worldwide every year, according to World Health Organization. And of course, it's cigarettes and alcohol. If you are a smoker or consume a bit too much alcohol, I absolutely don't blame you, don't get me wrong. Living with diabetes is freaking hard mentally. We have to go through so many ups and downs on top of what other people have to go through. We all need that escape from reality from time to time. And I've been there. I smoked for about 10 years. I stopped when I was 33 years old. And I drank quite a bit of alcohol too, definitely more than I should have. And I just stopped 6 months ago. 6 months ago was when I had my last drink. And I want to keep it that way because I know it's extremely hard to stop smoking or drinking. These two things are extremely addictive, but they are also a major risk factor to many lifestyle diseases. And combined with diabetes, the risk is even higher. So if you are considering quitting, please do. And reach out in the comment section or through my Patreon if you just want to talk about it with someone. I would be more than happy to support you. The thing is, avoiding these 10 harmful things that we are talking about today is by far not everything you have to do on a successful diabetes journey. There is more you need to do to get those blood sugars under control. So if you want to lower your blood sugars immediately and avoid the risk of future diabetes complications, click on this video and watch it next. In that video, I share all I know about lowering blood sugars. I love you all. Ciao.